Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Mark Abrams. Here's what's happening. New Jersey's state Senate president is demanding action on youthful vaping. Steve Sweeney met Thursday with tobacco company executives to discuss ways to combat the growing health crisis.
Steve Sweeney's session with leaders from Juul, Altria, and Reynolds comes about a week after Governor Phil Murphy formed the task force to look into the issue.
We're doing our due diligence. They're doing their due diligence. The last meeting I saw, they were talking intergovernmentally. We're talking to people that are involved in the industry.
Sweeney says he got a commitment from the company executives to provide ideas to address health and marketing concerns.
That's KYW's David Madden. Sweeney has called for an outright ban on vaping statewide. Police in South Jersey are trying to find out who killed a pet poodle in Maple Shade.
We're still actively looking for available video, and we're still going back and doing some additional neighborhood interviews.
Maple Shade Police Lieutenant Jeffrey Hoke says a neighbor reported the poodle was howling in pain near its Greenwood Avenue home Tuesday evening. The family took the dog to a vet who found what police describe as an object lodged in its head. The dog was euthanized, and the family notified police the next day.
Two of our officers are trained as municipal humane law enforcement officers, and they're going to lead up the investigation now and find who did it and bring them to justice.
Anyone with information is asked to call Maple Shade Police. Well, health officials in Philadelphia are warning of a potential hepatitis A exposure from a food worker in Kensington. The health department confirms an employee of Yumptious Donuts on the 3000 block of Kensington Avenue has the virus. Officials are recommending anyone who bought donuts from Yumptious or the Quick Stop at the same location between August 20th and September 4th receive hepatitis A vaccine as soon as possible. It's the latest in a rising number of Hep A cases in the city. The health commissioner in August declared a public health emergency in response to the outbreak. Philadelphia City Council member Kenyatta Johnson is under investigation, and the city has hired outside legal help at taxpayers' expense to help him. KYW's Pat Loeb reports.
The city solicitor's office says Fox Rothschild has been hired to provide Councilman Johnson with legal services at the standard rate, which is not to exceed $225 an hour. Johnson's attorney there says the services are in reference to an investigation, but declined further comment. Johnson himself would not provide any details.
I currently don't have any comment at this current time.
The Home Rule Charter requires the city to provide legal counsel to elected officials and employees concerning matters arising in connection with the performance of their official duties. A bit of good news for residents of New Jersey who've waited to sign up for the new Real ID driver's licenses. You can now get them as long as you get in line for an appointment.
Appointments save time and trouble for our customers. Our appointment system also gives us flexibility to add slots and process more customers every week.
Sue Fulton with the Motor Vehicle Commission says one step is to sign up online at realidnj.com. The new IDs will get you on planes after October of next year. Without it, you'll need a passport. If you're just driving, the standard ID is acceptable. The shutdown of Three Mile Island, site of the United States' worst commercial nuclear power accident, is imminent. Exelon Corporation officials say the plant will stop producing electricity Friday, following through on a decision the energy giant made in May after it became clear it would not get a financial rescue from Pennsylvania. Three Mile Island's Unit 1 opened in 1974 and is licensed to operate through 2034, but Exelon has complained the plant is losing money in competitive electricity markets. It was years in the making, but Center City's highly anticipated shopping destination, the Fashion District, is finally open.
I'm in love with all the new stores.
Amazing. We love it.
The 900,000-square-foot mall spans three city blocks along Market Street at the former site of the gallery. So, how do shoppers feel it compares?
Oh, man, this is 10 times way better as far as the stores.
My thoughts are I better keep my credit cards put in my pocketbook.
And it's not just shopping. The Fashion District offers a winery and a candy museum with a movie theater, a bowling alley, and more coming soon.
It's bananas.
I'll spend too much money here.
That's the All Local. I'm Mark Abrams. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.